isa to sa mga pelikulang
sinusubukang imulat ang bayan tungkol sa isang issue na kinakaharap ng kabataan at ng henerasyon ngayon.
And on this episode, pagkikwentuhan natin ang moving Kalel 15. Ako, nung 15 years old ako, tinatry ko pang i-figure out yung buhay ko and hindi ko alam kung saan ako nakarating. Ako si Earl.
Ako, nung 15 ako, nanonood lang ako ng anime tsaka ng K-drama. Ako si Eman.
Yes. So, ayan. On this episode ng Kwentuhang Kalye, pag-uusapan natin ngayon ng isang critical, may I say, movie na lumabas. And naging, actually lumabas siya parang 2 years, 3 years ago pa on mainstream media. Pero ngayon lang siya naging available to most of the population kasi naging available siya sa Netflix.
Netflix.
Baka naman. Mm. So yeah, naging available siya sa Netflix ang Kalel 15. It talks about a boy na nag-positive sa HIV. So today pag-usapan natin, ano ba yung mga napulot natin sa story? Ikaw, Eman, paano mo nalaman yung Kalel 15? Naintriga ka ba sa movie? Nakita mo ba siya nung first time siya lumabas?
Oo, oh, actually sumikat lang siya sa internet. Marami lang nanonood na kakilala ko about sa movie. And then, actually, hindi ko naman talaga alam kung ano yung pelikulang yun. Hindi ko siya, walang ideya kung tukol saan siya. Pero alam ko, bida si Kalel.
Yeah.
So, ayun lang, tinry ko lang siyang panoorin. Ayun, hindi siya horror movie, pero nakatakot siya. Para sa akin.
Totoo. Kasi parang, ako naman, napanood ko si Kalel. Lumabas siya before sa cinemas, pero hindi ko siya napanood yet. Pero most of my friends watched it already. Kasi movie buff talaga halos lahat ng mga kaibigan ko. Especially yung mga Filipino movies na ganyan pa yung style. Hindi siya mainstream, parang indie type. Yan yung mga
films.
Yung mga movie buff ng mga friends ko. And ako, napanood ko lang siya nung lumabas siya sa Netflix. So which is recently lang. And even though I know the storyline, I know the plotline already, it still breaks my heart nung napanood ko siya. Yun nga, tama yung sinabi mo na nakakatakot siya. And it feeling ko yun dapat yung feeling ko yun yung goal ng movie is to really spark something within your feelings. Kasi pag napanood mo yung movie, it's one thing I can say is very triggering talaga siya.
Very depressing yung pelikula.
Yeah.
Pero super triggering siya. Parang
And I think it serves its purpose kasi the movie really is to trigger the emotions of people, let them understand and let them talk about this specific issue that they're trying to portray on the movie. So, ayan, sa mga hindi pa kasi nakakapanood, ayun nga, the storyline is basically a 15-year-old boy that is diagnosed with HIV. Nag-positive siya sa HIV and he's trying to deal with it with his family, with his single mom, plot twist niyang tatay, sister, and then with all his friends. And kasi syempre 15-year-old and you're trying to figure out yourself. Tapos biglang this big news happens to you. So yun yung plot twist, yun yung basically synopsis ng story. And ewan ko, siguro I'll start with being technical. I love the black and white. Nagustuhan mo ba yung black and white nila? Na treatment sa movie. Yes. Okay. Ewan ko, parang there's something with black and white. Kasi parang sabi kasi sa photography or even in photography specifically, when you want to capture emotions of people and you don't want to capture their clothes, you don't want to capture everything that's happening around them, you capture them in black and white.
Ah, kasi kaya. It shows more emotion. Kaya black and white siya.
Ako ha, hindi naman ako super technical, pero I think that's the point of the cinematographer of
actually, ako pinifigure ko, pinifigure ko siya bakit sa black and white, anong meron sa black and white na hindi pa ipagkata sa color.
Yes, I believe na yun yung hindi ko alam ha, pero I think yun yung goal ng cinematographer nila or ng director really is to show raw emotions of everything. Kasi hindi ka na-distract sa suot nila, hindi ka na-distract sa kulay ng paligid, hindi ka na-distract. You really see the faces of the emotions.
Ako naman, yung nagustuhan ko dun sa technical side is ano, napapansin mo habang nagpo-progress yung kwento, lumiliit yung screen.
Yung
nakikita mo, lumiliit yung nakikita mo sa screen. Ako personal, hindi rin ako masyadong technical, wala akong alam sa cinema, sa paggawa ng pelikula, yung mga symbolism. Pero sa tingin ko, kasi nag-start lumiit yung screen nung nakikita mong pabagsak na yung mundo ni Khalil.
Oo, totoo.
Yung nakikita mong iniiwan na siya ng lahat. So habang lalalaman na lang ng ibang tao yung sitwasyon niya, lumiliit yung mundo niya. Lumiliit na yung paningin niya sa mundo.
Totoo. It na really narrows.
Parang 'di ba at the end nung bilang lumaki na uli yung screen. Bandang dulo. Yun na yung part na parang sa tingin ko tinanggap na niya yung sitwasyon niya.
Totoo. And
ginamit niya yung bagay na yun, yung sitwasyon niya para mabuhay. Kasi wala na siyang sasandalan.
Iniwan na siya ng lahat. Yung dimensions niya ay iba from a typical movie setup.
From widescreen, biglang palitang paliit.
Yes. Ayan.
Parang wala lang. That's my interpretation. Really, tanong ko tama.
Yeah, it really adds the impression to the movie. Ako, I like the black and white and I like the ratio of the screen also. Bongga nun.
Iba pang pelikula na ganun yung...
Yung latest na napanood ko na iba yung ratio size compared sa normal na kadalasan na screen ay Fangirl. Yung Fangirl, pag pinanood mo siya, this is the MMFF entry of Toneta Downey and multi awarded na movie niya na literal na yung cinematography niya ay how you look at how the eyes see everything. Hindi siya yung super wide pero hindi rin siya ganun kaliit. Pero yung kay Kalal kasi mas maliit mas lumiliit. Yung sa Fangirl, literal na kung paano mo nakikita yung perspective ng mata mo. Medyo wide pero hindi siya yung super haba. So yeah, yun yung kasi yun naman sabi naman ni Director Net doon, parang gusto niyang makita yung movie gusto niya makita ng audience kung ano yung nakikita ni Fangirl kasi yun yung story niya. So I think yung interpretation mo kanina na ayun nga na habang lumiliit yung mundo niya, lumiliit din yung screen. So I think that's one of the creative direction din siguro talaga na kinuha nila. Story-wise, kasi nagsimula yung movie na positive na siya. Tama. If I remember it. Tama. Nagsimula yung movie na nasa hospital sila ng nanay niya. Jacqueline kasi was so good in this movie. Sobrang galing ni mother. As always. Pero yeah. Alam mo yun, yung simula pa lang, it tackles already a big issue already na the stigma, the negative stigma for having this specific virus on your body. Having tested positive on HIV. Yeah, it will give yung nanay, to think na nanay niya yun. Nanay niya.
Alam mo na agad.
Alam mo na na yung sinabi sa kanya ng nanay niya right from the get-go na dumi-dumi mo, paano pag nalaman ng, di ba?
May mga tao yan, o.
Yeah, that kind of stigma really has to stop for these people. Mm-hmm. That's right from the get-go. That's like first 15 minutes of the movie. Na yun kagad yung tinackle nila. So, ayun, parang it gives you chills right off the bat. Tapos akala mo, yun na yung biggest plot twist niya. Yun pa, isa pa pala yun sa high points niya sa movie. Yung story ni Kalel ay parang literal na downhill. Started from the top.
Hindi ka parang talagang
after.
Parang wala na siyang bawi, no? Ako naman sa story naman literal, para sa akin. Sa tingin ko, syempre, sobrang relevant siya ngayon sa mga nangyayari.
Totoo.
Kasi diba, actually ngayon dumulog pa ng ulit yung kaso ng HIV. Hindi na sa Pilipinas, syempre sa buong mundo.
Totoo. Totoo.
And then, yung movie na to, pinakita niya kung paano pwedeng baguhin nung sakit na yon yung buhay ng isang tao. Sa kaso ni Khalil, estudyante pa lang siya, di ba? 15 years old.
Totoo.
Di ba? Mulat na agad siya sa ganung side ng mundo. Ikaw ba nung 15 ka, ano ba ginagawa mo? Di ba? Ako yung 15 ako, sabi ko, nanonood na ako ng anime.
Ang 15. Sabi ko, figure out ko pa yung sarili ko. Kasi literal na wala pa akong... Ang inaatupag ko lang ng 15 years old ako ay pag-CCAT officer. Yun lang. Mm-hmm. High school. So yun, typical high school kid. Mm-hmm.
So yun, si Khalil, exposed na agad siya doon to think 15 pa lang siya.
Totoo.
So sa tingin ko, nangyayari naman siguro talaga yun.
He's 15 years old. He's supposed to be guided by his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Pero both of them are absent during that time. Na,
eh, ano eh,
so, yun nga eh, parang, mm-hmm. Yeah, kasi parang, ako, I believe na, on this generation that we are in, hindi natin mapipigilan yung exposure on that kind of content, on that kind mm-hmm. of experiences. So, ang maganda nating magagawa ngayon is to really, the education is coming from us
mm-hmm.
sa mga taong dapat magbigay sa kanila ng education and things, how to deal with these kinds of things. Kasi,
mm-hmm.
really, it will go a long way if ever.
Alam mo yun,
so, yeah, that's one of the topics.
Kasi, yung buhay pa lang ni Khalil, umpisa pa lang, sobrang komplikado na eh. Yung
yes.
ano pa lang yung kinukwento pa lang yung binibuild up pa lang yung character niya. Talagang sobrang problematic na eh, yung una yung nanay niya, di ba? Tapos yung tatay niya.
Ito.
Di ba?
Tatay niya
tapos
din.
Tapos yung ate niya.
Yung ate niya. Problematic din diba? Na may jowang mas problematic pa.
Oo, di ba?
Tapos yung nanay niya took off with the boyfriend. Parang
Mm. Tapos alam mo, parang doon mo makikita yung ano eh, yung halaga ng suporta ng pamilya mo. Lalo na nung nalaman niya na may sakit siya.
Very true.
Parang andun eh, parang makikita mo doon sa part na magiging spoiler kasi ako eh, pag sinabi ko. Basta may part doon na may aalis. Nung pag-alis ng tao na yon, doon nag-start ang lahat eh. Pagbagsak.
Totoo.
So, nawala. Nawala yung naging sandigan niya.
Totoo.
Nawala siya sa sandalan. Kasi, nung nawala yung ilaw, bilang naging madilim. Diba?
Totoo.
Wala na silang tatakbuhan. So,
alam mo, mag-spoil ka na. Mag-spoil ka na kasi na-spoil ka na rin naman ganyan.
Ay, kasi ayun na nga. May part doon na... umalis yung nanay niya dahil sa pag-ibig. Dahil nga gusto naman daw sundin ng nanay niya yung puso niya. Pero sa tingin ko naman kasi, na-stress din yung nanay niya nung nalaman namin ano yung anak niya. So sa yeah. tingin ko, na-stress. Gusto niya takasan yung problema.
She also wanted to run away with it. Totoo.
Sa tingin ko kasi, nung nawala siya, nawala na yung ilaw ng tahanan, biglang naging madilim na yung tatahaking landastick ni Khalil. Wala na siyang yeah. mahawakan. Kasi nakatama naman. Kasi nakatama naman yung umpisa eh. Yung unang yung start ng film. Parang ano naman eh. Movie study lang naman eh. Parang kahit na problematic, okay naman ang lahat.
Yeah.
Bilang naman na... Pero nung nawala na yung nanay niya, bilang wala nang nakita si Khalil. Parang wala na.
Totoo. A very poetic and very good observation actually. Kasi true eh. Kasi parang iba kasi talaga yung yun nga yung parang iba yung support ng family mo eh. Especially when you're in the most difficult times of your life. Iba yung support ng family. Not even for kasi not necessarily your family but you have things kasi for example you have ito pa yung isang issue na yung nabanggit or natakal nila is your chosen family. Kasi we really can choose our family members. We really can choose our siblings, our parents. Pero now we can choose our family. Kasi it's not really blood that keeps us together. It's the relationship that we have. especially right now in this difficult times. You can choose your family, you can choose to open within. And for Khalil, nung nawala yung pamilya niya, ang tinuring niyang pamilya ay yung mga pinakamalalapit niyang kaibigan.
Mm-hmm.
Doon sa tumakbo pero, sa mga kaibigan niya. Pero, even his chosen family turned their backs against him. Na parang, kayo yung chosen yeah. family ko, you should have my back. So parang, wala na talaga, wala na siyang mapuntahan. Hindi niya na alam kung saan siya pupunta. And, sobrang cinematic nung ganong lagay. Na parang, pumasok siya sa bahay niya, literal na wala nang laman yung bahay nila, nakalap na, pinalaya sa sila. Naghuhukay siya ng pwedeng makain out of everything. Literal na, down is, or literal na, kung meron kang down moment, literal na down moment yun. And really, the importance of, or the, even the presence of your family is very important in those situations. Kaya rin siguro, nung umalis yung nanay niya, na parang ang ganda ng point mo kanina na parang gusto niya rin takasan yung problema. Kasi kaya that's why education is very important. Hindi kasi sinabing formal education, not necessarily that, but education in terms of this specific issues. Kasi if we know how to deal with it, most probably hindi tayo tatakbo away from it. Hindi natin hindi natin ikukutsa yung mga taong experiencing on this one. O di kaya, hindi natin itatakwil yung mga kapamilya natin na or mga kaibigan natin na alam natin naka-experience ng ganito. Kasi we know how to deal with it. We know. Kaya yun, it hits home yung topic ng movie na to. Kasi it deals with first, a social issue that needs light on. And a social issue na dapat alamin nating lahat. Kasi this is an issue that we will face in the coming generations.
Sa tingin ko tong si Khalil, ano eh, naghahanap din ng pansin to eh.
Oo.
Kasi, hindi ko alam eh, kasi, nung, di ba, panay po siya sa social media niya. So, nakapapansin siya dun eh, ewan ko ba.
Totoo.
And, siguro doon siya nakahanap ng ano, ng comforting zone niya sa sobrang problematic ng buhay niya.
Totoo.
Sa social media
kasi, niya. Kasi, ganun talaga eh. Diba? Yeah, parang kaso nga that's lang. Really where we go to.
Kaso nga lang, social media is an imaginary world, diba? So pagkatapos ng social media, wala na, di naman siya...
When you, when you put down your phone...
Wala na, tapos na yung ano. Anyway, yung finally, yung nabagit mo kanina yung pagtanggap. Pagtanggap is kasama siya sa tinakol ng kwento. Hindi lang na pamilya niya. Siyempre, pati yung mga kaibigan niya. Tsaka, kung paano i-judge ng society, ng mundo, sa case na to, yung school, ng mga tao sa school.
Totoo.
Paano ka nila i-judge? Kasi di ba, meron yung scene na parang alam na ng buong school kung ano yung meron siya.
Totoo.
So, nakita natin dun yung talagang, ano yung naramdaman mo kapag nangyari sa'yo yun?
Totoo, parang, tsaka it's really, dahil sa stigma na meron tayo, or dahil, kaya maraming takot na lumabas, takot magpa-test on this specific issue. Kasi nga yung negative stigma and the impact of it sa buhay mga tao. Kasi your test results are actually supposed to be private. Para lang siyang coming out. It's your choice who to tell it to. And because of the stigma that the society have, you really are not that free to talk about it. And that's what we should destroy. Na parang, grabe na parang nahihirapan na nga sila kasi they're living with this virus inside their body. But literally creeping inside them. Tapos, yung society, instead of helping them, they're actually putting so much pressure on them pa, condemning them. Parang, come on, people. When you're down, dapat you should lift each other, not... Parang, alam mo yun, parang, bagsaka na nga, sinapak ka pa.
Wala kang kalaban-laban.
Sa tingin ko, yung ano,
yes.
yung isa sa mga tanong na binigay ng pelikulang to is, sino nga ba yung sasandalan mo kung sakali talikuran ka na ng mundo? Diba? Wala na, sarili mo na lang.
Yeah.
So, kailangan maging maging matatag ka.
Yes.
Is ever naman yan sa ito.
Yeah, parang, pero that's not supposed to be. Parang, the society thinks na dapat kayanin mo lahat. Dapat kayanin mo lahat. And I think parang hindi dapat. Parang we should not get to that point na ikaw na lang yun or ikaw na lang yun mag-isa. Kasi really, the we should have each other. And especially on this time. Ako, sobrang triggered ako for this movie kasi it's very relevant on our situation right now. This movie is out 2018. So, tama, 3 years ago nga. 2018. And with that movie coming out in 2018, there's a massive increase of this specific virus. Not just in Philippines, but in Southeast Asia. And Philippines is one of the biggest contributor to this. And feeling ko kasi it all boils down kasi hindi natin siya pinag-uusapan. So hindi natin alam kung paano natin siya handle if ever something will happen like this or if ever man na mag-positive tayo or we have know someone that will be positive. Hindi natin alam kung paano siya mag-deal kasi the society, it's a tabu pag-usapan in the society.
Walang nag-open. Walang
nag-open about it. And I can't blame if they will not surface. Kasi the judgment of the society for the people that are positive with HIV, parang grabe yung and it shows in the movie, ah. The parents, the dad, the sister, everyone in the school, the teachers, grabe yung bagsak sa kanya. It reflects society. That's how people actually see people with positive on this virus. And parang alam mo yun, parang pag dumikit ka sa kanila, mahahawa ka. Pero God, no, that's very wrong.
Alam mo yung may part dun na may nakiinom siya ng tubig sa mga kaibigan niya. Tapos iniwanan siya.
Totoo. Parang, come on. And it's really triggering me. Kasi, alam mo yun, yung parang, yung chosen family niya nga. Kasi wala na siyang family. So you chose your family. And most of the time, ito yung tribe mo eh. Ito yung mga taong feeling mo will go through hell and back just for you. Alam mo yun? Kasi siguro kasi ako on my age. Nung 15 ako wala pa akong ganun kadi. Nung 15 ako may mga ganun ako friends daw. Pero on my age right now, I have a chosen family already. Ito yung mga taong alam kong pag nawala ako, literal na susuyurin yung buong Pilipinas para lang makita ako. May mga ganun na akong kaibigan. And everybody should have that for me. I think everybody should have this that kind of security na lag, may mga taong tatanggap sa'yo no matter what happens. May mga taong iintindi sa'yo no matter what happens. Especially on this generation na all information are just a click away. So, they're supposed to be may mga taong makakaintindi kahit anuman yung pinagdadaanan mo. Kasi it's there. And if you are a family or if you're a friend, I think it's part of your job to be there for your friend.
Ganda.
It's part of, di ba? Obvious naman na very triggered ako. Pero, yeah, kasi parang this chosen family that you have, it's good that you have your family, of course. That's the ideal one. Pero kung wala kayong yung family, you should have your chosen family. You should have your tribe. You should have your people na no matter what happens, alam mo nandiyan sila. Hindi ito yung literal na araw-araw mong kausap. Hindi ito yung mga taong sigurong hindi mo laging nakakamusta.
Pero ito yung mga taong handang umakyat ng bundok para sa iyo. Alam mo yun, ito yung mga taong, ako for me, these are the people na nakasama ko nung college. My friends in college. Literal na we've been through hell together. Na parang pag may nangyari sa amin, alam namin na we got each other. Alam ko na may matatakbuhan ako sa isa sa mga probinsya ng mga classmates ko. Whatever happens to me. Kasi they will understand and they will support me no matter what. So I think everyone should have that. And I think Khalil, hope na yun yung hope ni Khalil sa mga kaibigan niya nung sinabi niya. Kaya di ba, parang nung sinabi niya, the disclaimer is very evident. Na parang, huwag niyo kong, ano, judge, ganito, ganyan. Sobra yung, ramdam mo yung kabay, kita mo yung kaba, kahit high siya nung, on that point, high sila on that point. Tapos,
kaso,
ewan ko, yun din kasi yung, yun din kasi yung kagandahan ng Black and White. The cinematography of that seems very, as in, amazed. Parang it's black and white. Everybody's wasted. May nakahiga. Lahat sila bagsak. Pero si Khalil, nakaupo siya upright. Nakatingin siya. Mararamdaman, ang galing din kasi ni Eliza, na literal na naramdaman ko yung takot niya habang sinasabi niya yun.
Mm-hmm.
And the hope na, at iba yung galak, iba yung saya eh. Naramdaman mo yung uplifting attitude niya nung sinabi ng mga kaibigan niya na, oh, ano ka ba? Walang magbabago. So parang, okay lang yan. Nandito kami para sa'yo. And then, shit happened.
Ilang wala. Wala pala. Joke lang.
Parang, sarot.
Parang after mo wala ng tama. Ayun.
Diba? Parang, and it breaks my heart kasi parang dalawang pamilya niya na yung tumalikod sa kanya. And isa nga lang pamilya ang tumalikod sa'yo, sobrang guguho na yung mundo mo eh. Pero your family and your chosen family choose to abandon you. Parang, shit. That's how hard it is. And let's not forget na he's 15 on this story.
Ano niya hinandil ng...
Diba?
Teenager na wala pa masyadong wala pa siyang masyadong experience sa buhay.
Totoo.
Diba?
Ako feeling ko at my age right now, kung mangyayari sa akin yung nangyari sa kanya, na tinalikuran ako ng family ko, tinalikuran ako ng chosen friends ko, even with my stable job, baka hindi rin ako stable pa rin. Baka I still don't know how to handle it. Baka hindi ko rin kayanan. Personally, yeah. Kasi I'm a very emotional person. And, naman ko, hindi ko kakayanin yung toll na yun for me. So, yun.
Alam mo, dapat tatanungin ko dapat ng ano eh, personal feeling mo sa pelikula, pero i-share mo na lahat.
Ramdam mo ba yung giggle ko?
Oh.
Yeah, ikaw, how do you find it in the movie in terms of personal aspects of it?
Ako, syempre ako, natakot ako sobra. Kasi what if mangyari sa atin yan, 'di ba? Biglang mawala ng suporta sa pamilya, sa kaibigan, diba? And then yung mag-judge yung tao sa'yo, kahit na, lalo na kapag wala naman talaga siyang alam sa sakit, paano mo i-explain saan na yun? Paano mo sabihin sa kanya na,
ito
yan, ganyan yan. Pero sa tingin ko, actually si Kadet, sa tingin ko, hindi naman siya neglected na bata. Tama mo ha? Kasi parang supportado naman siya ng family niya. Ng tatay niya kahit na ano yun, na pari yun, di ba?
Yeah.
Super. Mahal din naman siya kasi spoiler masyado.
Spoiler alert po.
Kasi ano eh, mga dalang yung school na pinag-aaralan niya, di ba? Parang, ano ba, parang private school pa ata siya nag-aaral.
Totoo.
And then, di ba, hindi naman siya pinabayaan eh. Siguro itong si Kanil kasi, since iba na kasi panahon na yun. Parang naghanap pa siya ng pansin outside his family. Kung mga, sa social media nga, di ba? Ayun, di ba? Boom na boom na social media. Di ba nga, nag-post siya sa social media niya. Yung paggamit niya sa social media. Is nag-post na sa dapat maging limitasyon nun.
Totoo.
Parang ang nangyari, parang imbes na dapat hanggang dun lang yung mag-post niya, umagsid pa siya sa dapat gawin dun. That's why.
Totoo.
Parang siya nang gano'n sa akin. Totoo. Parang,
saka parang,
sige.
Yun nga, parang, yun din eh, parang isa siya sa mga, sa point, kasi hindi siya natakal sa movie kung paano siya nagkaroon, actually. So parang, everything that, the movie talks about how the aftermath of it, yung pag nalaman mo ng positive ka. Pero really, feeling ko, equally important din yung how not to have it also. How to prepare for it. And really, that would be answered by really educating people about it, about this specific issue. Kasi,
Diba, parang, actually, nag-research nga ako doon nakaraan. Nag-research talaga. Nabasa ko sa isang isang article ng Philstar noong January 4, 2021.
Yes, January to,
diba, may ano pa eh. Nag-research na lang. From January to October 2020 daw, yung infections ng HIV sa Pilipinas ay nag-hit siya ng 6,352 na 41.6% daw year on year. So, a total of 60% of cases were contracted through male-to-male sexual contact. So, by the age group yung age group daw, 30% of the cases, 30% ng cases na yun na diagnose ay mula sa mga edad 15 hanggang 24 years old. Ayun, sa Metro Manila daw, 50% ng diagnose cases na na-detect ng Love Yourself PH ay 2014-19. So, ayun lang.
And it shows on that demographic, di ba? Na parang, this specific age is your age of knowing yourself, finding your self-identity, and all of that. And that's very, actually, this age are very crucial.
Saka sabi ng DOH, 21 na tao daw yung nagka-positive everyday last year.
Diba? Parang, it's good that there are people having tested for it. Ako, I go for testing. Go test yourself. Kasi, paano natin malalaman, paano mo ma-address yung problema kung hindi mo alam kung meron ka o wala. At, so go for test. Kahit sabihin natin, lumaki yung numbers, it's good. Ako, for me, parang, good na lumaki yung numbers. Kasi at least nakikita natin na nagpapatest yung mga tao. Pero the negative side of it is just really, hindi natin siya nape-prevent, ibig sabihin. So it's good that people are getting tested. Pero really, paano natin mape-prevent yung spread nitong specific na virus nito? Kasi, as what they say, prevention is always better than cure. And there are a lot of ways.
Meron pa bang sex education niyo sa mga eskwelahan?
Yeah. That's one thing, especially on private schools. Wala. Even know some schools that they don't even teach the reproductive system in the grade school, even though it's part. Kasi
actually, they don't know how
to deal with it.
Nung bata lang kasi ako, honestly, tumatawa talaga kami pag yung pinag-uusapan. Normal lang din naman talaga. Pero sa tingin ko normal. Kasi bata eh.
That's why it's very important also for the teacher to let them understand kung bakit natin siya pinag-aaralan. Kasi as what you heard from your previous from our previous episode, I'm an educator, I'm on the academy, and this is one of the hottest issue on the grade school academy. Na parang how to, especially on science,
na it's a yearly debate on how to deal with this. And feeling kind of, my suggestion is always to let the kids understand why we are talking about this. And for me, kasi when you talk about this on a light na, let them understand na pinag-uusapan natin to kasi gusto natin maintindihan siya. At pag naintindihan natin yung mga ganitong bagay, we know how to handle it. We know how to deal with it. We will not, most sana, by educating ourselves, hindi tayo magkaroon ng ganitong problema in the future. So yun yung mga pinaprevent natin. Kaya natin siya pinag-aaralan. And when you look at that on that perspective, or pag in-explain mo yun sa mga bata, kahit sabihin natin bata yung mga yan, you explain it to them na pinag-aaralan natin to kasi it is your body that we're talking about. Katawan mo tong pinag-uusapan natin and you can have these specific things. The more you understand about your body, the better chances of you not having problems about it. Kasi you understand how to take care of it and you understand how to use it properly. So, yun dapat yung idea na binibigay natin for everybody. Na parang, we should educate, we should talk about this. Hindi siya dapat maging taboo. We should talk about this. We should emphasize this on our platforms. Kasi the more we talk about it, the more we understand about it, and the more how we know how to deal with it in the first place. And that's what Khalil, I think, is trying to do on this movie. Na parang it shows you that in 2018, a majority of the positive cases of HIV is actually on this age demographic. It continues until it's what you said earlier, that the demographic is really from teenage to early 20s.
Kasi wala silang education about it, diba?
Yes, and they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to not get it or how to take care of themselves if they have it already. If you want abstinence, go lang. Kung gusto mo yan, kasi, kung kaya may survive, di mo, go.
Hindi mo kasi siyang mapipigilan sa ibang tao. Eh. Okay, kung
kaya, yes, pero if hindi mo siya kaya, yeah, if you really can't practice abstinence, the least you can do is to have safe sex. Protect yourself, protect your partner, everybody's happy. Yeah, okay. That's for me. Ang ano lang ako, kung may masasabi lang sa movie, is really it reflects how the society deals with people having this specific virus. And I like that they open up a conversation about it. Feeling kayo. I like that they open a conversation about it. Kasi people start talking about it.
Actually, marami na lumabas, diba? Marami na rin lumabas ng mga ganitong klase ng pelikula dati.
Yeah.
Pero, totoo. Ito pa lang yung, ito pa lang talaga yung ano kong napanood. Sabili ko lang, ito yung kwento.
Tsaka yung maganda kasi dito, it opened up into a media platform, a big media platform, especially this 2020.
Hindi kasi yung movie na to is, parang inakma niya sa panahon na to.
Totoo.
Mo, parang totoo. Ano man yung ginagawa. Dati, may mga pelikulang ganito rin. Pero, sa panahon nila, paano lang na-acquire yung bagay na to? Yung panahon nila.
Totoo.
Itong pelikula na to, paano na-acquire ni Khalil yung sakit niya on the modern age social media.
Totoo. And it's very... Yun nga, parang it's very relevant to our scene right now. Na parang, kasi, yun pa, yung paggamit ng social media, opening of the movie, it shows you, it gives you a hint of him, kung paano niya nakuha yung sakit, or yung virus.
And, pero hindi nga natin alam kung ano siya eh, kasi may girlfriend siya, di ba?
Yeah.
So sa tingin really ko, there, talagang, I mean, hinahanap niya sarili niya. Hinahanap pa niya kung ano man siya.
Yeah, siguro, how can you end this experience of Khalil 15?
Okay. ako, meron akong napanood dati na series. And meron tong character, ang sabi niya is, a mind needs a book. A sword needs a whetstone. If it is to keep its edge. Sabi yun ni Tyrion Lannister sa A Game of Thrones. So sa tingin ko,
yeah.
Sa tingin ko, we need to educate ourselves. Lalo na sa mga ganitong bagay. Huwag tayo basta-basta mag-judge. Kasi mahirap na nga sa tao na nagkaroon siya ng ganung sakit. Yes, nagkamali siya. Hindi niya nagawa hindi siya nagkamali siya. Alam naman niya na yun. Hindi niya na-practice yung safe sex. Pero hindi mo na siguro wala ka ng karapatan para ipagdilan sa kanya yung bagay na yun. Ang mas mahirap, mas hirap lalo sa part niya kapag tawag dito parang ano nga ba
yun? Pag-judge mo pa siya?
Oo, kapag tawag dito, yung hinahampas mo pa yung sugat niya.
Grabbing salt on the wounds.
Oo, parang ganun. Parang nilagyan mo pa ng alcohol yung sugat niya. Diba?
Ito.
Sa tingin ko, ikaw bilang tao na i-judge sa kanya, i-educate mo rin yung sarili mo para hindi ka magmukhang tanga. And kung may alam ka na tungkol sa sakit na yun, i-share mo sa iba para at least lahat makakaalam. And finally, sa ating lahat, kung ano man yung sitwasyon mo ngayon, kung ano man yung pinagadaan ng pamilya mo, kung ano man klaseng pamilya meron ka, hindi iyon dahilan para isipin mo kung ano yung dapat igalaw mo sa lipunan. Kumbaga, it doesn't define you. Yari, yung pamilyong magulang mo is ganito, hindi maganda ugali. Hindi naman ibig sabihin masama na rin ugali mo. Hindi naman ibig sabihin na ganun ka dapat kumalaw. Sa case ni Khalil, kasi sa tingin ko, umpisa pa lang, problematic yung pamilya niya. So, ang galawan niya, problematic din. Diba? Naghanap siya ng pansin sa iba. Nag-explore siya masyado. Kasi yun ang iniisip niyang dapat igalaw niya sa society.
Totoo.
Kumbaga, idinidikta. Nagpadikta siya sa society. Kung ano yung dapat niyang galawin. So, ayun.
Totoo.
Kumbaga sa isang basket na puro kamatis, dapat ikaw yung manggang kulay dilaw na iiba ka
dapat. Taray.
Ayun lang.
Bongga. Love it.
Ikaw.
Ako, feeling ko, yun nga, I'll build up on what you said, na parang, really, we need to educate ourselves and we need to talk more about it. Kasi, the more we talk about it, the more people knows about it. And, the more we know, the more we understand. Kasi ganun yung, that's how it works. Kung, the more you know about something, the more you understand. And hopefully, through that understanding, we know how to deal with it. And if ever you're in that position, kung ikaw yung nag-positive, or you have a friend, you have a family member na nagkaroon ng ganitong sakit, please take it upon yourself to educate yourself and not to throw them away. Wag, tinalikuran na sila ng mundo. Huwag mo na silang talikuran bilang kaibigan, bilang kapamilya. So parang they need you most, especially on this situation. Kaya if ever you're in that position, knowing someone in a positive or
positive or a family member na positive, please be there for them. Kasi mm-hmm. being there for them really, really, really is everything for them at that specific moment of their lives. And if you are the one naman na detected this virus, please, you're not alone on this battle. Know that there are people, that would understand you, people that will help you grow, develop around this specific virus. This is not the end for you. So please, wag mo ring itapon yung buhay mo because of this. And there are people that would understand, people that would fight with you. So please find those people before you give up on yourself. Yun. And I think this movie really shows that we need to talk about this. Malayo-layo pa yung lalakbayin natin on this topic. And we need to talk more about it. So sana we educate ourselves more, especially right now that everything is online. So please do your part. And yeah, let's stop this virus from spreading. Yun lang. And I think, so ayun ang kwento sa kali ngayon. Ako si Earl.
Hey, hello. Ayun. Ayun lang. Ako si Eman.
Ano mo sabi? Ano to? Kwentuhan kayo. See you next episode.
Bye. Bye, guys.